I'll just translate the talk that Venerable Ajahnanan just gave as part of the ordination ceremony. So right now the ordinee is putting on the robes after having requested forgiveness from the preceptor, which is Ajahnanan, and offering all the goodness he's accumulated to the preceptor, and asking the preceptor for the going forth. And then they chant to cross over all dukkha in order to realize Nibbana, taking these robes, please, Venerable Sir, out of compassion, grant me the going forth. So after this, Venerable Ajahnanan taught, so you've come to ask for ordination. And we see that the founder of the sasana, the fully self-awakened Buddha, the Buddha being the one who knows, the awakened one, the joyful one, one with wisdom to become free from all the defilements, all the kilesas, and to realize purity of mind. We see that these, with these kilesas far from the mind, being free from them, then the Buddha realized the state of no suffering whatsoever. And the Buddha having the loving kindness and compassion to teach those with spiritual virtue in order to realize the Dhamma, realize the truth following him. And we see that the Buddha built his parami, his spiritual virtues, to the point of being full so that he could succeed in realizing the end of suffering, then having the compassion as well to teach for 45 years. And these teachings continue all the way up until the present day, been continuous through the Sangha. And so the Sangha has followed the teachings of the fully self-awakened Buddha, who practiced the Dhamma to realize the same freedom from suffering for themselves. So we see that the fruits of Dhamma practice give result not according to time or outside of time. Following this path of virtue, collectedness, and wisdom, one is able to know and see the Dhamma, become a disciple of the Buddha, a sāvaka of the Buddha. And these sāvaka, these disciples, are those who practice correctly, practice well, practice directly. They're a field of merit for the world. So we see that to come ordain, to have life, to have a long enough life to come ordain, it's not easy to come by. And so having the opportunity to come ordain, we then study these five meditation objects of hair of the head, hair of the body, nails, teeth, and skin. And so the candidate for ordination repeats these in Pali, Gesa, Loma, Naka, Danta, Tacho. And so these five body parts cover over the body and cover over the rest of the 27 parts of the body. This hair of the head, hair of the body, nails, teeth, and skin. This body which we take to be self, take to be me and mine. And so we study, we contemplate in order to understand clearly. And so the ordination candidate must memorize these five parts and repeat them. And so having done that, now the candidate is putting on their robes. And then after which point, I believe Panya from Australia will join in the ceremony, as he was ordained as a novice already prior to today. And then both candidates will undergo the process for bhikkhu ordination, or higher ordination. So that should begin shortly with the taking of the 10 precepts and 3 refuges. So one comes to ordain, to study the Dhamma, the teachings of the fully self-awakened Buddha. And so we see the Buddha, the statue on the shrine. It's a gold color, it's beautiful. But the mind of the Buddha is beautiful without compare, without limit, because it's a pure mind. And so we receive these Dhamma teachings, and that's the study, the pariyatti, the study of the Dhamma. Then we come to practice the Dhamma, the vatibhata. And then we give rise to pativeda, or the actual experience, the actual arising of the Dhamma. And so this is the practice of dana, sila, bhavana, generosity, virtue, and meditation, to give rise to true wisdom, to know and see clearly that which should be known and should be seen. And so the Buddha taught everything already, that if we don't have virtue, he taught us to have virtue. If we don't have generosity, he taught to have generosity. And to practice, to meditate, to train the mind in bhavana, in order to give rise to clear knowing, to see all materiality and mentality as not self. And this is something that lay people can do as well. So one can ordain in the heart and practice like this. So this ordination that we see on the outside is ordination on the level of convention, and that's, we do that first. But for lay people, they can be monks as well. They can be monks through the kamatana, through the meditation practice. So whenever you sit meditation, then you're a monk in that moment. Whenever you have mindfulness, then you're a monk in that moment, or a monastic. So you don't think that you have to ordain. Whenever you have time, then meditate. Whenever you bring the mind to peacefulness, then you can know and see the Dhamma. But for those who come to ordain like today, have the opportunity, the time, relying on the livelihood of the lay people who have the faith to offer the supports of life, then for the monastics to practice virtue, collectedness, and wisdom, then a great deal of merit arises. So at this time, the teacher is giving the 10 precepts. Ajahn Somchai is giving the 10 precepts for the candidates to undertake. And so now that the candidates have their robes on and having taken the 10 precepts, then they'll be a complete novice monastic or novice monk. So this time the two novices come to ask dependence on the preceptor. So now both of you, as novices, novice Panya, novice Vajra, coming to ask dependence on the preceptor, to take the preceptor as your refuge, to take dependence on them. So the preceptor is the one who looks after you with mindfulness and wisdom. So one sees that you're ready with faith and belief already. And so what you just chanted, so it is proper, it is suitable. Strive with joy and faith. So at this point, now you need to practice to be worthy of that faith, to be inspiring. Because we see that as a monastic, you rely on others for the requisites of life. So you have these 10 precepts you've undertaken. You're coming to ask for higher ordination. So you must have a discipline that's beautiful to behold. Because one sees that it's not easy to come to this point to be able to ordain, that the Buddha built parami, built spiritual virtues for an incredibly long length of time in order for this robe to come into existence, for you to be able to wear it as a monastic. So you pay homage, you bow, whether as a bhikkhu or a novice. And in order to become a bhikkhu, you change your name. So this is according to the Vinaya. So for Panya and Vajra, your names will be changed to Pali. Panya will be Choti Panyo, one with prosperous wisdom. And Vajra will be Sujito, if it means one with a beautiful mind. And so when the preceptor asks your name, that is how you should answer. And when the preceptor asks for what your preceptor's name is, you answer a Kinchino, meaning one free from worries. So at this time, the two chanting preceptors are going to ask the candidates about their capacities and abilities. And so if they're found to be ready and complete, then they come to ask for higher ordination and do the round of questioning one more time. So now the Sangha will give the blessing. So we all rejoice in these merits and share these merits. So you can all set your hearts that may all this merit and goodness be shared with all guardian devas, all beings to whom I'm connected, all relatives, all those passed away, all beings of hurt or harmed in the past. May they all be well and happy, and may I be complete in my practice of generosity, virtue, and meditation, and may I see the Dharma in this life. So may you all set your hearts in this way. So I hereby make this determination that may all the faithful laity who care for the Buddha Sasana, may you receive these blessings by all this merit and parami. May you all be well and happy, and may all the devas who look after you have ever increasing happiness. So all those who have offered the four requisites to myself and the Sangha, may you all have happiness, prosperity, may you all see and know the Dhamma.
Yatha varivaha pura pari purenti sakaram evamevaito thinang petanang upakapati ichitam patitam tumhang kipameva sumitanto sabhe purentu sankappa Chantho Vanata Soyatha Manisho Tila Soyatha
Sahasampeya devi sohatala to sukhita.
So now you are bhikkhus, fully ordained members of the Sangha. So now that you're monastics, now what you have to do is practice. So for all the monks and laity gathered here to come rejoice, so the Sangha have sacrificed their time to come bear witness, to come gather to make this a successful ordination. So it's not just the preceptor that ordains you, but it's actually all the Sangha who ordains you. So therefore one should have that same attitude of respect towards all the Sangha. So one of the monks ordained today, named Choti Panyo, used to own or created a Buddhist school. I was the owner of a Buddhist school. The students were intent on learning and practicing. So I had a wife and children that he's now given up. And so may we all rejoice with his intent to practice and ordain indefinitely. So we rejoice with that.